In this session, we shall look at the CGT implications of transfers of assets between spouses. When an asset is transferred between two spouses, here we have an asset transferred by a husband to a wife, there is a disposal by the donor, here it is the husband, for CGT purposes. This disposal is deemed to take place at no gain, no loss, i.e. neither a gain nor a loss arises to the husband as a result of the disposal. The husband here will therefore be left with a gain and a loss of nil for tax purposes. This no gain, no loss rule only applies to disposals between spouses.
From 6th of December 2005, the term spouse includes a civil partner under the Civil Partnerships Act 2004. Remember, this no gain, no loss treatment does not apply to transfers of assets between parents and children, brothers and sisters, or partners who are not married.
When an asset is transferred between spouses, the donee spouse, i.e. the person receiving the asset, is deemed to have bought that asset from his or her spouse. For CGT purposes, we pretend that the donee spouse has paid an amount equal to the donor's base cost. Let us illustrate this by way of an example. Here we have a taxpayer called Mary.
In March 2011, Mary transfers a piece of land to her husband, Geoffrey.
Mary had bought the land for £20,000 in September 2001. This is a disposal by Mary for CGT purposes, so we need to put together Mary's CGT computation. We know that Mary's base cost is £20,000. Because this is a disposal between spouses, we know that it takes place at no gain, no loss. Mary's capital gain will therefore be zero. Geoffrey is deemed to have paid Mary such an amount so as to produce a gain of nil. You'll see here, therefore, that we assume that Geoffrey has paid Mary £20,000 for the asset. This figure is exactly equal to Mary's cost.
We are essentially pretending that Geoffrey bought the asset for £20,000 in March 2011.
When Geoffrey comes to sell the asset, this will be his base cost for CGT purposes. Again, it's worth reiterating that this rule only applies to transfers between spouses.
The no gain, no loss treatment applies until the end of the tax year in which the couple separate. For example, if a couple separate partway through the tax year 2010-11, any transfers between them up until the 5th of April 2011 will take place at no gain, no loss. No gain, no loss treatment does not apply after the 6th of April 2011 because the couple are separated. The fact that the couple may be legally married or civil partners until the date of divorce or dissolution is irrelevant. As we shall see in the next session, transfers between individuals who are not living together as husband and wife or as civil partners take place with proceeds being deemed to be equal to the market value of the asset.
If the no gain, no loss transfer occurred prior to the 6th of April 2008, there may be indexation allowance consequences to consider.
If you are using these lectures for examination purposes, remember that you would not be required to calculate an amount of indexation allowance, but you may see it referred to in a question.
Prior to the CGT changes in Finance Act 2008, another deduction, the indexation allowance, was given in calculating certain gains. The idea of indexation was to give relief for the effects of inflation by reference to increases in the Retail Prices Index, or RPI. The RPI is the government's way of tracking inflation on a monthly basis. The RPI figures are given in your tax tables. For disposals made by individuals prior to the 6th of April 2008, an indexation factor was calculated by taking the RPI for the month of disposal, deducting the RPI for the month of acquisition, and then dividing the remaining number by the RPI for the month of acquisition. This factor was rounded to 3 decimal places, and then the acquisition cost of the asset was multiplied by the factor to arrive at the amount of indexation allowance, which was then deducted in arriving at the gain. Indexation allowance for individuals was frozen at April 1998. Therefore, the RPI figure for the month of disposal could not be any later than April 1998. If the asset was acquired on or after the 6th of April 1998, no indexation allowance was available. For disposals made on or after the 6th of April 2008, indexation allowance is not available, even where an asset was acquired before the 6th of April 1998. Let us look at an illustration of how indexation used to work. In May 1992, Dave buys a vase at a cost of £20,000. In September 2007, he sells the vase, realising net proceeds of sale of £75,000. As the acquisition took place before the 6th of April 1998, Dave will get some indexation allowance to reduce the cash gain. The first thing we do is calculate the indexation factor, which will run from May 1992 to April 1998. The indexation factor is the RPI for April 1998, which is 162.6, less the RPI for May 1992, which is 139.3, divided by 139.3. Rounding the result to three decimal places gives us 0.167. The indexation allowance is calculated by taking this indexation factor of 0.167 and multiplying it by the acquisition cost of £20,000, giving us £3,340. The indexation allowance of £3,340 is then deducted from the cash gain to give the chargeable gain of £51,660. The whole computation will look like this. So, let us consider the CGT computation on the transfer of an asset between two spouses prior to the 6th of April 2008. The donor spouse is deemed to have received proceeds from the donee. From these deemed proceeds, we can deduct the donor's cost and indexation allowance. As this is a transfer between spouses, we know it will be no gain, no loss. So, proceeds less cost less indexation allowance gives exactly zero. For the numbers to produce a zero result, the deemed proceeds in the computation must be exactly equal to the cost plus the indexation allowance. We need to prepare this computation in order to arrive at the CGT base cost for the recipient spouse. The recipient spouse is deemed to have paid the donor an amount equal to the donor's cost plus accrued indexation allowance, and this will be his or her base cost to carry forward for CGT purposes.